This has been a long and hard-fought trial. The department is proud of this team, not only for this trial, but for the investigation which led to it. This investigation continues, as does our commitment to holding elected officials accountable when they violate our laws.
That was Acting Assistant Attorney General Matt Friedrich speaking after a jury convicted Alaska Senator Ted Stevens of felony corruption yesterday. The longest-serving Republican senator was found guilty of 7 counts of lying on his disclosure forms to conceal gifts, including tens of thousands of dollars of remodeling work on his home. And right now, the senator is in a tight race for re-election. For more, we go now to Alaska Public Radio reporter Libby Casey in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning, Adora.
What was the senator's reaction when he was found guilty of 7 felonies?
Oh, there was just silence in the courtroom. Senator Stevens slumped slightly when the jury said guilty on the first count, but then otherwise was very still and quiet. And, you know, his staffers, just their faces fell. They looked physically ill, and Stevens' lawyers were shaking their head no, but the jury said one by one on all the counts, guilty, guilty, guilty.
Describe what led up to the verdict. Now, this is a jury where there'd been some changes in the last couple of days.
Well, we didn't really expect a verdict yesterday because just yesterday morning, one of the jurors was replaced by an alternate. On Thursday night, a juror had to leave town suddenly because of a death in her family. And so court was halted on Friday, resumed yesterday morning with this alternate, and they had to kind of backtrack and get the new juror up to speed. So we were all a little bit surprised when they came at a verdict so quickly yesterday afternoon.
And, of course, what was the senator's response to the verdict?
Well, he left the courthouse with his lawyers, almost sort of acting as bodyguards, shielding him from the press and people wanting to get a response from him. He jumped into a white van and sped away. However, about 2 hours after the guilty verdicts came down, he put out a statement saying, "I am innocent," and that he's disappointed by the verdict. He plans to keep fighting for the U.S. Senate seat. He plans to appeal this. He plans to go back to Alaska this week and pick up campaigning. And he basically blamed the guilty verdicts on prosecutorial misconduct.
And at this point, he's facing potentially up to 35 years in prison.
That's right. I mean, that seems astounding, but it surely won't get to that. I mean, he may look at a little bit of prison time, but it just goes to show that, you know, 7 counts times 5 years in prison potentially for each one is pretty serious. And this is the first sitting senator in decades to be convicted of a crime. He's only one of 5 senators ever to be convicted of a felony.
And so how do you think this is going to go over in his reelection bid? I mean, he's in a very tight race.
That is the million-dollar question, and my colleagues at Alaska Public Radio up in all over the state have been asking Alaskans, what do you think? And the response has been really varied, and people in the lower 48 may be surprised that Alaskans might consider putting this guy back in office, a convicted felon. But there's a lot of loyalty to Senator Stevens. He essentially helped found the state of Alaska. He's been a senator for 40 years. So time will tell. I mean, it may not be until election night when we find out really how Alaskans weigh in. I've talked to a couple of folks who voted early through absentee ballots, and they said even though they were sort of horrified by this corruption scandal in Alaska, they hesitated when they went to cast their ballot for this seat because there is so much loyalty for the senator.
So Ted has to get George Bush to pardon him now, between now and the election. That's pretty much it, right?
You know,
just call
as far
up
as
George.
As far as I know, no senator convicted of a crime has ever received that presidential pardon, but the two go back. So, you know, it could happen.
And the tradition is in the Senate that they wait for due process to take place, right? So they would not potentially act, because they could expel him.
That's right. That's right. I mean, if Alaskans reelect Senator Stevens, the only group that has the power to remove him from office is the Senate itself, and it takes a 2/3 vote. A couple heavy-hitting Republicans came out right away yesterday and condemned, I guess, the convictions. But a couple of Republicans, like Senator Lisa Murkowski, our other Alaskan senator, have come out supporting him. You know, I guess, will senators want to act quickly with this, you know, in the sort of a lame duck session or as we move into the new year, or would they wait and follow through the appeals process?
Well, redecorating is fraught with peril, as Ted Stevens is learning today. That's great stuff, Libby.
Well, thanks, you guys. I appreciate your interest in this. It's been fun talking with you
about it. Oh, absolutely. Thanks so much. Libby Casey, Alaska Public Radio Network reporter, coming to us from Washington, D.C.